Worse Than Death by Crowrie's Wormstache. Read by One Lost One. Rating: General Audiences. Archive Warning: No Archive Warning Supply. Fandom: Our Flag Means Death. Relationship: Blackbeard, Edward Teach, Steed Bonnet. Characters: Blackbeard, Edward Teach, Steed Bonnet, Israel Hands. Additional tags: Post-canon, Character Study, Episode Season 1, Episode 9, Act of Grace, Episode Season 1, Episode 10, Wherever You Go, There You Are, Mentioned Calico Jack, Ed is in pain, and so am I, and hopefully you will be too after this, Emotional Hurt, Hurt No Comfort, Kissing, Fluff and Angst, First Love, Not Actually Unrequited Love, Introspection, Blackbeard, Edward Teach, Needs a Hug. Summary. Losing Steed, the one person who had ever shown him kindness, had shown him love was a fate worse than death. Because of all the people in the world, it was Steed who'd stood Ed up, left him waiting by the pier alone. Steed Bonnet, a man so kind and gentle, he made Edward want to do better. To be better. For him. Steed Bonnet was a man who liked everyone, who was nice to everyone, even Ed. Until he wasn't. Or, Ed reflects on the breakup and the events leading up to it. Ed wished he'd never pleaded for the act of grace. He wished Izzy had never shown up. He wished he and Steed had simply been shot back on the Revenge. He was curled up in the window seat of the captain's chamber, looking at the wretched lighthouse painting. The cursed lighthouse. The lighthouse ruse was when Steed Bonnet got under his skin. And now the painting served as a constant reminder of what had happened. Steed was always supposed to be a lighthouse. He said so himself. And Ed pointed out that sailors avoid lighthouses to stay alive. He had been so foolish. Ed thought about throwing the painting out with Steed's other things, but he couldn't do it. He hated taking on the persona of Blackbeard, of the Kraken, with his entire being. The Kraken was the furthest thing from who and what Edward wanted to be. He knew that now. Thanks to Steed Bonnet, who saw the man behind the monster. The man who Edward was ready to lose everything for. And then he did. He kept the painting and cursed it. Cursed ever stepping foot on the Revenge. He kept the painting as a reminder to never get close to anyone ever again. Because then you crash. You hit the rocks, and you have to fight for your life. Oh, how he wished to just drown. He kept the painting because that was the one thing Steed had brought along from his old life. The one thing connecting him to the life he'd had on land, even though he hated it. Ed kept it as a reminder that Steed would rather go back to a life of misery than build a new life with him. And deep down he knew. He kept the painting because it meant a lot to Steed. And maybe one day Steed would come back to him. And so he couldn't throw out something this important to Steed. Izzy was right. This was a fate worse than death. But he was wrong about the reasoning. This, losing Steed, the one person who had ever shown him kindness, had shown him love, was a fate worse than death. Because of all the people in the world, it was Steed who'd stood Ed up, left him waiting by the pier alone. Steed Bonnet, a man so kind and gentle he made Edward want to do better, to be better, for him. Steed Bonnet was a man who liked everyone, who was nice to everyone, even Ed, until he wasn't. Edward wished he had died that day when they got captured by the English, so that he could have taken his secret with him to Davy Jones's locker, or hell, or wherever his wretched soul would go. Death would have been easy. There would be some pain, probably, but then only sweet release. And his love for the man he spent the past several weeks with would die with him, unspoken, unnoticed, unseen, unrequited. In hindsight, there might even have been a certain romance to Edward and Steed dying together. But fate had different plans. Izzy Hands stayed loyal and practically bailed Ed out. But Steed was still to be shot for the murder of Nigel Badminton. And Edward couldn't let that happen. He couldn't let him die. He didn't come back just to let Steed Bonnet die because of him. Because of his foolishness. Because he let Calico Jack trick him. Remember, though, you said when you made me first mate, above all else is loyalty to your captain.
Rifles at the ready.
Izzy continued to speak, but his words no longer reached Ed's ears. At the sight of the firing squad lifting their weapons to shoot his beloved steed, Ed blocked out everything else. The voices of Izzy and the crew seemed to be far, far away. Ed's sole focus was saving Steed. He couldn't let this happen. There had to be a solution. There had to be a way to save the life of the man he loved. He couldn't let him go. Not yet. And not like this. Steed Bonnet did not deserve to die by firing squad. Part of him wanted to jump in front of him, to shield his loved one from the inevitable onslaught of bullets. What did it matter if Ed died, as long as Steed would live? But he worried he'd just get them both killed if he made any sudden movements. No, he had to stay put. He had to think of something else. Act of grace! Act of grace! Edward heard himself calling out the words before he even realized he was going to say them. To his relief, the crew joined in. They wanted their captain alive, too. With two brisk steps, Edward positioned himself between Steed and the firing squad, making himself as tall and as broad as he could. Say it, he whispered to the trembling man behind him. Say, act of grace.
What? Act of grace? What he said? What is that?
Oh, good Lord. Of course he wouldn't know. How could he? He's been a pirate for, like, 3 months. He came from better circles than this. Of course he hadn't heard about it. He never had to concern himself with these things. Edward turned around and gently took Steed's blindfold off. His knees almost gave way. The shorter man's hazel eyes met his own concerned gaze, and Edward watched the surprise and confusion give way to trust and calmness. Steed clearly believed Ed knew what he was doing, that he would fix things. He had so much faith in the wretched pirate. God knows how much Ed wanted to kiss him then and there. And there he was, Edward Blackbeard Teach, the most fearsome pirate of his time, willingly giving himself over to the English, not as a prisoner even, but as an asset in the war against the Spanish. And for what? A scared little rich man who wanted to play pirates and somehow stole Blackbeard's heart in the process. Sneaky little man. Despite everything, a warm feeling overcame Ed. Ed knew he was going to go through with it. He would have laid down his own life if it meant Steed could walk free. 10 years of service was nothing. Izzy's snarky comments meant little to him. Keeping Ed alive and safe was more important than whatever First Mate Hands thought of Edward. And then they were alone on the beach together. The slight evening breeze tickled Edward's barren face, the sensation still new and foreign to Ed, but an oddly pleasant one at that. New, unknown, pleasant. That described Ed's current state of body and mind quite well. He wasn't used to being this exposed, in any way, and he was going to bare himself once more. He was ready now, clean, calm, with a whole new chapter of his life beginning, the darkness of the last one left behind. He was ready now. I reckon what makes Ed happy is you. He met the blonde man's gaze with anticipation. He tried to sound calm and composed, but his heart was racing. His heart. The one organ on the left side of the body that is actually important, as it turns out. His heart that Steed Bonnet took from him without asking, and Ed was more than happy to let him have it. If he could just have Steed's in return. The kiss was sloppy and awkward, and it was everything. Ed felt lightheaded and dizzy, drunk on Steed's soft lips, drunk on the freedom to express his feelings, drunk on love. You make Steed happy. The sentence makes Ed's stomach tingle. He makes Steed happy. Edward makes Steed happy. He likes that. He likes making Steed happy. He smiles when he's happy, and it makes Ed's days just a little brighter. He laughs when he's happy, and it's music to Ed's ears. He is used to the harsh sounds of life at sea, the crashing of the waves, the cussing of the crew, the screams of men pleading for their lives. These are the sounds that filled Edward's ears, Edward's world for so many years. But Steed's laughter rings bright and true with the promise of better days and reminds Ed that there is more to life than pain and suffering. Except apparently, there is not. Not for Ed. He waited for hours. Steed was known to be hard to wake, and it wasn't as quick to regain full consciousness and ability to function after waking up. Ed knew this. It probably just took longer than expected for him to get going. He would show up. He would show up. He had to show up. He never showed up. Steed never showed up. Steed stood him up. Steed left him. Steed didn't even bother to give him an explanation or say goodbye. He just left. Edward had given up everything and had given everything to Steed. He bared his entire soul to him. Edward would kill and die for him. And Steed left. Steed Bonnet was polite to everyone. And yet upon seeing the deepest depths of Edward's very heart and soul, he didn't deem Ed deserving of being told the truth. The plan was off. And that was why this was a fate worse than death. Because how terrible, how rotten a person must Edward truly be if Steed Bonnet deems him unworthy of kindness. The end. Thanks for listening, and let me know what you think.